Welcome back to TRP.
Hi, welcome back to the Rosslare podcast. Today I'm in the Book Centre in Wexford Town and I'm talking to James McDermott. James, would you tell me a little bit about the Book Centre and how things are going at the moment?
So the Book Centre is located on the South Main Street in Wexford, but we are one of four shops. Our main shop is in Waterford, which is where our main office is also located. But we've got one shop in Kilkenny and we've got a shop in Naas, and that goes under the title of Barker & Jones. The shop at the moment is doing very well, at least with the nice summer weather. There's a lot of holiday makers around. Obviously, a lot of people staycationing, and Wexford is obviously very popular. So, we're kept going at the minute, which is great.
And in terms of the foreigner, are there many foreigners in town at the moment?
There's a few. I noticed a few exchange students, a few Italian and French students. Not as much as there would usually be, obviously. A lot of people are staying in their own countries, but we've a lot of people from Cork, a lot of people down from Dublin, other parts of Ireland who are obviously staycationing and just staying local. Yeah.
The one thing I loved about coming into the Book Centre was sitting down, having a coffee and having a browse of a book.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to be possible at the moment.
No, at the moment, it's very popular. It's located up on our top floor, where our top floor is a mixture of, we sell school books and we have stationery, but we also have some other book genres. We have music and we have travel upstairs. But I think upstairs it's got lovely vaulted ceilings, so there's a lot of space up there. And it's kind of nice, quiet, off the busyness of the main street. Hopefully we might be opening in a few months. I know obviously with kind of track and tracing and that kind of thing, we have to be careful. Unfortunately our coffee shop has been closed now since I think the middle of last year or since, but hopefully we'll have it back. We'll have it back soon.
It must have been very, very difficult, because when you go into a bookshop, you pick something up with your hands. And
Absolutely. And that's the great thing about, since we've opened, people are so happy and delighted to browse again, because it is a shop to browse in. I mean, some people do come in and look for a specific book. If we don't have it, we order it for them. But a lot of people do like to come in, see what's on the tables, what's just published, maybe what some of our recommends are, something they wouldn't have picked up before. And when that's missing, I came back in the middle of April when we were half open. So we were selling magazines and newspapers. And it was awful to say to people, oh, sorry, this whole section is closed off. You know, I mean, we have some books up the front, but that's tough. So when we fully opened in May, there was a great feeling. That Monday was amazing. There was a great buzz on the main street, but just to have people walking around the shop and saying hello and delighted you're open again, it was lovely, really nice. So,
and how did, you know, when you weren't working in the shop, how did that go for you? Was it okay, like, to be out of work?
It was, now I look back in it, particularly this time, I can't believe it was January to April. I can't believe it was so long. And especially in winter, I know a lot of people found it tough because of the weather and, you know, the kind of the shorter days, you know, the dark evenings. Personally, myself, lots of walking, lots of getting outside of the house, and reading, trying to catch up on reading as well. But no, I know some people found it tough, because I know a lot of our customers kind of like to escape into the Book Centre, and, you know, if they're having a bad day or something, just come in and sit down, like you said, have a coffee or just have a browse around. And when that's not there, and so many places on the main street were closed, it's tough. You know, it was tough. But
I must say, in terms of a bookshop, it's a very, very welcoming bookshop.
Oh, that's good.
When you walk downstairs and you see seats there and people, you know, there's no problem if you sit down and browse and read a book.
Yeah, absolutely.
And which is lovely, because a lot of places, get out of here, you know, if you're not going to buy, just go.
Yeah, they're kind of busy. And I mean, we are a busy shop, but there is a certain kind of tranquility. Like, we've always had, ever since I've been working here, we've had classical music on, you know, playing throughout the store. And so there's a lovely calming, you know, and like you said, a lot of chairs, sit down. And take your time choosing a book, and take your time even having a little read of something and seeing, do you want to take it or not? And it's a lovely place to work, really nice place to work, yeah.
As the Book Centre, how long has it been here in Wexford?
It's been here a long time in this current building. It was actually, I remember one of my colleagues, Bernie, has been, I think she's the person who's worked here the longest. And Bernie remembers working a little bit down the street, where if people know Hassett's Pharmacy on Wexford Main Street, the Book Centre originally opened there. And Bernie tells a great story about when this building, when they acquired this building, putting all the books into carts and having to come up the street, you know, literally moved the whole shop up about kind of 7 or 8 units. I've been in the shop. I came to work here in 2007 and I worked here for 7 years. I took a bit of a break and I actually only just came back before Christmas. There was an opening here and I had such a great time working here in my 20s that I said I'd come back. Yeah.
And tell me, your interest in books, was that born out of reading or did you want to write yourself?
Born out of reading. I liked school. I liked learning things. When I was a kid, particularly, I loved reference books. I'm a big fan of geography. Loved my atlases. But any reference book about history or geography, I loved when I was a kid. So, and a lot of us in the book centre would have, like, we would be book people, but it's not a prerequisite. You know what I mean? It's a lovely place to work. It does help because there are a lot of books that maybe you can really recommend because, you know, you have read them as well as, you know, trying to catch up on the new stuff, you know, and just have a little read of things just so you can recommend kind of more stuff, you know, to people. Yeah, yeah.
In terms of, you know, you talked about reference books there, and I've been browsing at the travel books.
Yes.
The sales of those must have been down seriously this year.
Absolutely, yeah. And the orders, we really haven't. The only travel books we have ordered recently would be to do with Ireland. So we have Irish books, lots of, and that's the ones that people are looking for. Lots of books on walking in Ireland, lots of books on the Wild Atlantic Way, especially for people in Wexford going to the kind of the other side of the country. And any of the new editions of some of the books I haven't seen come out. I think a lot of the DK and the Lonely Planet, I think they've probably just curtailed some of their, you know, editions, and they've just delayed publication just to see how things go. Because the travel would usually be a very, but no, it's the Ordnance Survey maps, things like that. Walking maps, walking in the Wicklow Mountains, the Black Stairs, things. They're the popular ones at the moment. Yeah.
So James, if you were going to recommend some books for somebody to read over the summer, what books could you recommend?
So what's very popular at the moment is kind of what we call beach reads, so kind of summer reads. And we have a lot of, which is great, we have a lot of Irish authors. One of our bestsellers at the moment is a local author, actually, and her name is Carmel Harrington. Carmel lives out near Castlebridge in Screen, but has been writing books for the last few years. And her current book is called The Moon Over Kilmore Quay, set in Wexford and also part of it set in New York. And just even with having Kilmore Quay on the title, a lot of people in Wexford want to read about it. Carmel is a great writer. It's full of kind of drama and great characters. A real escapist book. And a lot of the books which I notice that are selling are books that people just want to forget about the news. They want to forget about maybe the bad news and just kind of, you know, travel off to another place. Also, Sinead Moriarty, who's a very well-known Irish author, her latest novel About Us, all about relationships and quite funny. That's doing very well. What else do I have? Oh, I have Lucinda Riley. Lucinda Riley is an author. She's Irish-American. She's written a series called The Seven Sisters. Just recently released the seventh book of that called The Missing Sister. Each book is pertains to one sister, so people have been hooked from the start.
What sort of genre would that be?
We would call it popular fiction. So it would be books like Lucinda Riley, like Sinead Moriarty. They've sold like thousands and Lucinda Riley millions of copies. Lucinda Riley would be very big in the United States as well. Another great book I must mention is Snowflake by Louise Neelan. Louise is in her 20s and we have a very special connection to her because she used to work for Barker & Jones in the book centre in Naas. And this is her debut novel and it's got great reviews in the newspapers and on the media. An Irish story, a story about a girl who leaves her small town in rural Ireland and goes to Dublin, and just all about how she gets on. Yeah, so that's a very good one as well, Louise Neelan, yeah.
I'm just going to ask you a question here now. Yeah. What did you describe those books as, summer reads or?
Kind of summer reads or beach reads, we used to call them. Yeah, beach reads, books that people buy just if they're going to Spain or if they're going to away, they have it in their hand.
Is the term beach read somewhat derogatory for it?
I hope not, because I know some
for
people
the
do.
The men who wrote the
book. Yeah, yeah. I hope not, because I would imagine that it is something that you can escape into while you're sitting on the beach and you're listening to the water and, you know what I mean, and you're being carried away. Because I know in fiction we tend to differentiate between popular fiction and literary fiction. And I know some people don't like that as well. Literary fiction tends to be maybe shorter books or books maybe with kind of stronger or tougher themes, whereas popular fiction, I know people find kind of like an easy read, you know, nice characters, a lovely story, and people, something you can get lost in.
So it's a feel-good factor.
Absolutely, yeah. And I guess beach read was coined because of a lot of these books come out kind of April, May time when people are about to go on holiday, and they usually have very bright colours on the cover, you know, so they're kind of holiday books, books that people take away on holiday. Yeah, yeah.
I have to ask another question because, yeah, like you're talking about people taking books away on holidays. Books are not light. So do you find that people are buying less books to bring on holidays now?
There was a time when Kindles and ebooks became very popular where I found that if somebody was asking for a book and we didn't have it, they would respond and say, oh, I'll just download it. Okay. And of course, if you're going away and you're an avid reader, rather than carrying five or six big books, it's very handy on the Kindle. I have found the current climate we're in with lockdown, people are longing to actually hold a book. And because the shop was closed for so long, I find that people are coming in and not just buying maybe one or two books, they're getting five or six. And due as well to the fact that a lot of books were published or their publication date was during the start of the year. And obviously people missed them. There was no way to get, and people were very good. They said, no, I'm not going to get it online. I'll wait till the shops are open. I'll go down and buy it. So there is a lovely sense as well in Wexford of people just were patient during lockdown and wanting to shop local and wanting to kind of give the book centre or any other shop in town, you know, the business rather than, which is great to see. So some of the books have been flying out. Yeah, which is great.
In terms of Kindle, has that died?
It's a lot quieter than it was. I just find that people are enjoying holding a book and turning the pages more than they ever were. Yeah. Like I said, I can totally understand if people are going, you know, far away. The Kindle is so handy. And I know obviously people who have a Kindle, it's very, you know, and there would be a few maybe American titles, maybe not out here yet, and people really want to read and they're available to download, you know, before they've been published here. But no, I mean, the last few weeks, particularly, lots of people come into the tills with five and six books and, you know, a paperback or a large paperback and brand new titles as well, and authors they love, you know. Yeah.
And tell me, in terms of new books being published, was there a real slowdown over the COVID period?
I think so. Yeah, there was. I noticed a lot of books that were due to be out, like I said, in February and March, they were all pushed to the summer. And I remember when I came back in April, there was a lot of new fiction. And it was because there were titles due in April and May, but all of the January and February, obviously the authors, they used their discretion and said, you know what, no, I'm not going to publish in February because there's nowhere open. So we'll keep it till the summer. So it did affect it a little bit. It did affect a lot of titles that did come out in January and February. I think it's just because now, you know, six, 7 months later, there's a whole new raft of brand new titles which are engaging people. So I do feel bad for the, you know, for the titles that came out, particularly in January. You would often get titles in January after Christmas. And of course, people use their vouchers, you know, so people would publish in January. But I did feel, yeah, there was a few not missed, but like we would have got large quantities of them and wouldn't have sold as much as we should have, you know, or the book deserved maybe. Yeah.
What I want to ask now is, so you must be expecting a deluge of releases just prior to Christmas this year, because so many people sat at home and wrote because they had so much time.
Absolutely. And even like I mentioned with Louise Neal, and there's another gentleman there, Jamie O'Connell, all debut novels, all people who... Yeah, Jamie O'Connell, his novel is Diving for Pearls. Jamie, actually, a lot of the guys in the shop remember Jamie. He used to be a rep for one of the publishers.
And is he a Wexford man?
He's not. I think he's from Cork or Kerry and lives in Dublin, but has lived away. But a lot of, like Jamie and like Louise Neal, a lot of people who were sat at home and said, you know, I'm going to give it a go this time, and wrote books and did very well. And usually October time, there will always be the big titles for Christmas. But even the summer, like I said, the summer has been busier with new titles, just with kind of catching up on people's new books. But no, we should be. Every week there's more and more new stuff.
And yeah. Have you got any more Irish writers you could recommend?
Yeah, I have actually, with a lot of books non-fiction books to do with well-being and mindfulness and meditation have sold very well. Obviously, people have found lockdown incredibly hard. So people like Jerry Hussey, who would be very popular, his new book is called Awaken Your Power Within.
And what's he trying to do there?
So Jerry Hussey, he talks about kind of centering yourself, just kind of living in the moment, not getting particular now, not getting too stressed, not getting too worked up, not getting depressed, not getting low, and just ways that you can target that, or ways that you can battle that and kind of get through the period we're in. And particularly, I found when Jerry's book came out, a lot of people were coming into the shop to ask for it specifically. So he obviously has, you know, a fan base. He has people who enjoy reading his books, enjoy trying his techniques, things like that. Yeah.
And the next book you're going to...
So the next book I was going to mention is Matt Haig. Matt Haig is a novelist, but also writes non-fiction. Matt Haig himself has come through depression and has come through very low points in his life. He often writes characters in his novels who are dealing with the same thing he went through. But his new book is called The Comfort Book. It's got a beautiful cover on it. And again, it's something you can dip in and out of. You don't have to read it straight through. Some of the chapters are long, some of them are short, some of them are full of little affirmations to get you through the day, maybe something to read when you wake up. And when you're reading something and you know Matt Haig's background, I think you do appreciate it more, you know, that he's finding solace maybe through his own words. And he's a beautiful writer. His novel, actually, The Midnight Library, I read recently. A novel, but again, a main character, a female character who wants to end it all and has a second chance and, another chance to kind of live again and try something different. So he's a wonderful writer. But any of those, what we call mind, body and spirit books, are MBS books. We have a lot of them. We have a big mind, body, spirit section, and they've been very popular.
Would they have been more popular because of COVID? I mean, did you find that people look to those books for solace?
I think so. I think you would have customers who would be very loyal to the mind, body, spirit. They would buy a lot of them, either because of the work they do or maybe something personal in their life. But I have found just a little bit more, maybe people who wouldn't have picked up a mind, body, spirit or a psychology or a, maybe even a philosophy book. People maybe, you know, want to kind of learn something else or learn a different way of living. And I have found that the customers maybe that wouldn't have in the past were definitely checking out that section just to see what's around and maybe something that can help them, especially with all the lockdowns we've had and opening and closing and, you know, and maybe people having, you know, struggling with careers and making different decisions and things like that. Yeah. The other recommendation I know, which is selling very well, is an Irish biography by John Cameron, and it's called Boy 11963. It's a sad story, but it's a story full of hope. And I know these kind of life struggle stories are very popular with our customers and our readers. John was born, I hope I'm right, but I think John was born in Enniscorthy. He was born in Wexford, but he was given up for adoption and he was sent to Artane. And he had a tough time in the school in Artane. And it's his story. And John, I think, now is back down in Wexford. I think he married a Wexford lady and lives in Gorey. But I know in County Wexford, John would have had a lot of articles in the Wexford People about the book. And but I think it's one of those type of books where people write about their own struggle, but they came out at the end. There's light at the end of the tunnel, are very popular. And particularly with John, the fact that he has a Wexford connection too has been very popular. Yeah, very popular.
I must say, I'm delighted that you're giving me so many Wexford authors or authors from around here, which is fantastic to hear.
Yeah.
But apart from, you know, Irish books, what books are selling really well at the moment?
So the books that are, there are a few authors here I've written down that are kind of authors who've written a lot of books. People like James Patterson, people like Leslie Pierce and Karen Slaughter. American authors, but are on there. I mean, James Patterson, I don't know what number book he's on. He's written so many, but thrilling books, crime, particularly as well, Leslie Pierce and Karen Slaughter, you know, very fast-paced novels. But always you can rely on those kind of authors to have a book kind of every year and to keep people reading. Yeah, Leslie Pierce is very popular too. She's kind of branching out into kind of crime fiction as well. So people are finding her. A lot of her books would have been kind of like romantic novels with relationships in them as well. But yeah, no, James Patterson or Leslie Pierce or Karen Slaught are doing very well. Yeah.
And in terms of biographies or autobiographies?
I know a big biography that's selling well for us is, again, a Wexford one. It's Mick Jacobs' biography, a former hurler. Published locally and published or written by a journalist, a sports journalist who writes for the Wexford People, Alan Ahern. I just can't keep it on the table. It's really, really good. Yeah, it's called Mick Jacob. It's part of a series that this publishing house have done on kind of very famous players per county. I know I had one down. I think Colin was his name from Tipperary. There was one about a Cork, maybe one about Christy Ring, people like that. But also with nonfiction, very popular. Is stories about Jewish history and Jewish ancestry, surviving Auschwitz, that kind of thing. I know some people would say, oh my God, it's kind of a bit bleak, but it's just such an interesting read, and it's just the power of the human spirit. And if, you know, I think it does give you something at the end, you know, to go, God, okay, you know, I'm fretting about a little thing, and look, God, look what these people went through, you know. So they're very popular also at the minute. Different, you know, people who were in Auschwitz, people who worked for or who were underground in the Jewish resistance in France, kind of different angles, people who survived, people who didn't, you know, so selling very well, yeah.
And in terms of Wexford history, Do you have a constant stream of books?
We do. Our busy period for Wexford history would be the Christmas period, so October, November. I would expect some of the local authors would have, you know, are currently working on. I know recently I've had kind of reprints as well, like Billy Colfer's books on Wexford and on the Hook Peninsula have come back in. They were reprinting. Local interest at the minute is quiet regarding taking books in, but the books that we have on the shelf are still being sold, you know, and I know, and always local interest, despite it does do very well at Christmas because people buy presents. But even during the summer, you might have people who have travelled from another part of the country who have a Wexford connection or, you know, a parent with some Wexford and they want to buy a book on. Yeah, on okay. That. Yeah, yeah.
Finally, James, I just want to ask you, what thriller would you recommend right now?
There is a great book downstairs called 16 Horses by Greg Buchanan. I am about to start it and I'm really excited because it's got great reviews. People have said that it's not your typical thriller. It's full of twists and turns. I think Greg Buchanan is an Australian author and this might be his first book. But particularly this one, any paper I've opened or any email I get to do with, you know, bestsellers or to do with stuff that's getting a lot of attention. 16 Horses by Greg Buchanan, just for something a little bit different and an author maybe people haven't heard of. Yeah.
And in terms of, OK, so you give me the thrill. Mm. Now, I want you to give me the Beach Book or what do you...
The Beach Book, I would have to say Carmel Harrington's book, The Moon Over Kilmore Quay. I know she's local and I'm probably being a little bit biased, but it is, people have really enjoyed it. Like I said, set in Wexford, but also set in New York about a girl who does travel, an immigrant to New York and comes back to Kilmore. But just a lovely story, lovely characters and funny and sad at the same time. Yeah.
And in terms of biography or autobiography, what would you recommend?
What's doing very well, and I know a lot of people have enjoyed, is Sinead O'Connor's biography, Rememberings. I know sometimes she can be a little bit divisive and some people like her and some people really don't like her. But I think the fact that she's written a biography and she's laid out all her, you know, memories and thoughts, I think it's well worth reading, even if you are a little bit dubious. You know, that's the great thing about biographies. You might try somebody who you think, oh, I don't know what I read about their life, but that's doing very well as well. Yeah.
And I'm just going to ask you one question. I know it's not quite your area, but are the kids reading more books at the moment?
I think so. And you know, mums and dads and kids going down and not just buying the one book, you know, buying, you know, two or three. And particularly, obviously, with our, not this week, but with our typical Irish summer, when it is raining, that's what keeps the kids busy, you know, sitting in the caravan or sitting in the hotel room with a book. But no, I think children's is the same. It hasn't slowed down. I know Amy, our children's manager, she's had a really busy week this week with people around. So no, really, things are flying off the shelf, which is great.
Listen, James, I must say it was a pleasure talking to you and all the best of success. Are you going to open up any more book centres around the country?
I don't think so. I think we're sticking with what we have. But who knows? Who knows?
James McDermott, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Thanks very much.
Bye. And now for a recap on some of the books James recommended. In the Beach Read section, he recommends Carmel Harrington's The Moon Over Kilmore Quay. He also recommends Sinead Moriarty's About Us and Lucinda Riley's The Missing Sister and also Louise Nealon's Snowflake. In the category of Mind, Body and Spirit, he recommends Jerry Hussey's book Awaken Your Power Within and Matt Haig's The Comfort Book. He also recommends Matt Haig's novel, The Midnight Library. In terms of biographies, he recommends John Cameron's book, Boy 11963. Another biography he recommends is Mick Jacobs by local author Alan Hearn. And finally, if you're looking for a good thriller to read over the summer months, James recommends 16 Horses by Greg Buchanan. Keep on listening to TRP.